ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 26। किंग परंजना गोज टू द फॉरेस्ट टू हंट एंड हिज क्वीन बिकम्स एंग्री। पार्ट 4, परपोर्ट टू वर्सेस 8 थ्रू 14। Foolish persons do not know that the soul is passing through 8,400,000 species of life. By the gradual process of evolution, when one comes to the human form of life, one is supposed to follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Vedas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nitya Bandha Krishna Hoite Nitya Bahir Mukha Nitya Samsara Bunje Narakadi Dhuka She Doshe Maya Pishachi Danda Kare Tare Adyatmikadi Tapatrai Tare Jari Mare. The living entity since time immemorial is suffering the threefold miseries of material nature due to his or her demoniac attitude, which is one's spirit of revolt against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna also confirms this in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah mana shastanindriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my, Krishna, eternal fragmental parts, and due to their conditioned life are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Every living entity is part and parcel of God. There is no reason for the living entities being put into the miserable threefold condition of material existence, other than one has voluntarily accepted material existence on the false pretext of becoming an independent enjoyer. To save one from this horrible condition, Krishna has given all the Vedic literatures in his incarnation of Vyasadeva. It is therefore said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahir Mukha Ata Eva Maya Tare Deya Sankshara Dukha. By forgetting Krishna, the living entity has become materialistic since time immemorial, and therefore the illusory energy of Krishna is giving the living entity different types of miseries in material existence. Maya mugda jivera nahi swatak Krishna gyan jivere kripai kaila Krishna Veda Puran. When the living entity is enchanted by the external energy, one cannot revive his or her original Krishna consciousness independently. Due to such circumstances, Krishna has given the living entity the Vedic literatures, such as the four Vedas and 18 Puranas. Therefore, every human being should take advantage of the Vedic instructions. Otherwise, one will be bound by his or her whimsical activities and will be without any guide. The word mana rudha is also very significant. Under the pretext of becoming great philosophers and scientists, men throughout the whole world are working on the mental platform. Such men are generally non-devotees, due to not caring for the instructions given by the Lord to the first living creature, Lord Brahma. The Bhagavatam, 5th canto, therefore says, Harav avaktasya kuto mahad guna mano rathen asati dhavato vahi. A person who is a non-devotee has no good qualifications because he or she acts on the mental platform. One who acts on the mental platform has to change his or her standard of knowledge periodically. We see constantly that one philosopher may disagree with another philosopher, and one scientist may put forward a theory contradicting the theory of another scientist. All of this is due to their working on the mental platform without a standard of knowledge. In the Vedic instructions, however, the standard of knowledge is accepted, even though it may sometimes appear that the statements are contradictory. Because the Vedas are the standard of knowledge, even though they may appear contradictory, they should be accepted. For if one does not accept them, one will be bound by the material conditions. The material conditions are described herein as guna pravaha, the flowing of the three modes of material nature. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung about this in one of his songs.
Niche mayar vashe jacha beshe kacha habbu dubu bai Radha Krishna bo bo bolo re so bhai.
Why are you suffering? Why are you sometimes being drowned in the waves of material nature and sometimes coming to the surface?
Jiva Krishna Dash He Vishvas Karleta Ar Dukhanai Radha Krishna Bho Bho Bolo Re Shobhai Radha Krishna Bho Bho Bolo Re Shobhai.
Please, therefore, accept yourself as the eternal servant of Krishna. Then you will be freed from all miseries. So, as soon as one surrenders to Krishna and accepts the perfect standard of knowledge, which is Bhagavad Gita as it is, he or she then comes out of the material modes of nature and does not fall down and lose one's knowledge. Nashta pragya. The word pragya means perfect knowledge, and nashta pragya means one who has no perfect knowledge. One who does not have perfect knowledge has only mental speculation, and by such mental speculation, one falls down and down into a hellish condition of life. By transgressing the laws laid down in the Shastras, one cannot become pure in heart. And when one's heart is not purified, one acts according to the three material modes of nature. These activities are very nicely explained in verses 1 through 6 of the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna also explains in chapter 2 of the Gita, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtrigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattvasto near Yoga Kshema Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Oh, my dear Arjuna, rise above these modes. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. The entire world and all material knowledge is within the three modes of material nature. One has to transcend these modes, and to attain that platform of transcendence, one must follow the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus become perfect in one's life. Otherwise, one will be knocked down by the waves of material nature's three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. This is further explained in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the words of Prahlad Maharaj to his father, Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons. Matirna Krishne Parata Swatova Mitho Bipadyeta Griha Vritanam Adanta Gobhir Vishatanta Misram Punak Punascharvita Charvananam. Materialistic persons who are too much engaged in material enjoyment and who do not know anything beyond their material experiences are carried away by the whims of material nature. They live a life characterized by chewing the chewed, and they are controlled by their uncontrolled senses. Thus, they go down to the darkest regions of hellish life. When demoniac persons engage in animal killing, the demigods and the devotees of the Lord are very much afflicted by this killing. Demoniac civilizations in this modern age of Kali maintain various types of slaughterhouses all over the world. Rascal swamis and yogis encourage foolish persons to go on eating flesh and killing animals, and at the same time continue their so-called meditation and mystical practices. All these affairs are ghastly, and a compassionate person, namely the devotee of the Lord, becomes very unhappy to see such a sight. The hunting process is also carried on in a different way, as we have already explained. Hunting women, drinking different types of liquor, becoming intoxicated, killing animals, and enjoying sex all serve as the basis of modern civilization in this degraded age of Kali. Vaishnavas are unhappy to see such a situation in the world, and therefore devotees are very busy spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. For the devotees are pained to see the hunting and killing of animals in the forest, the wholesale slaughter of animals in the slaughterhouses, and the exploitation of young girls in brothels that function under different names as clubs and societies. Being very much compassionate upon the killing of animals in sacrifice, the great sage Narada began his instructions to King Prachina Barhishat. In these instructions, Narada Muni explained that devotees like himself are very much afflicted by all the killing that goes on in human society. Not only are saintly persons afflicted by this killing, but even God himself is afflicted, and therefore comes down in the incarnation of Lord Buddha. Jayadev Goswami therefore sings.
Nindasi yagya vidher shruti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashugatam keshavadritta buddha sharira jaya jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare.
Simply to stop the killing of animals, Lord Buddha compassionately appeared. Some rascals put forward the theory that an animal has no soul or is something like a dead stone. In this way, they rationalize that there is no sin in animal killing. Actually, animals are not dead stone, but the killers of animals are stone-hearted. Consequently, no reason or philosophy appeals to such animal killers. Rather, they continue keeping slaughterhouses and killing animals in the forest by their hunting. And so the conclusion is that one who does not care for the instructions of saintly persons like Narada and his disciplic succession surely falls into the category of Nashta Pragya and thus goes to hell. A person in the mode of ignorance commits many sinful activities. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that a man becomes sinful out of ignorance only, and the resultant effect of sinful life is suffering. Those who are not in knowledge, who commit violations of the standard laws, are subject to be punished under criminal laws. Similarly, the laws of nature are very stringent. If a child touches fire without knowing the effect, the child must be burned, even though it is only a child. So even if a child violates the law of nature, there is no compassion. So, only through ignorance does a person violate the laws of nature. And when one comes to knowledge, then he or she does not commit any more sinful acts. King Puranjana became tired after killing so many animals. When a man comes into contact with a saintly person, he becomes aware of the stringent laws of nature, and thus becomes a religious person. Irreligious persons are like animals, but in this Krishna consciousness movement, such persons can come to a sense of understanding things as they are and abandon the four principles of prohibited activities, namely illicit sex life, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. This is the beginning of religious life. Those who are so-called religious and indulge in these four principles of prohibited activities are actually pseudo-religionists. Religious life and sinful activity cannot parallel one another. If one is serious in accepting a religious life, or the path of salvation, he or she must adhere to the four basic rules and regulations. However sinful a man may be, if he receives knowledge from the proper spiritual master and repents his past activities in his sinful life and stops them, he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. This is made possible just by following the rules and regulations given by the Shastra and following the bona fide spiritual master. At the present, the whole world is on the verge of retiring from a blind materialistic civilization, which may be likened to hunting animals in the forest. People should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and leave their troublesome life of killing. For it is said that the killers of animals should neither live nor die. For if they live only to kill animals and enjoy women, then life is not very prosperous. And as soon as the killer dies, one enters the cycle of birth and death in a lower species of life. That also is not desirable. The conclusion is that killers should retire from the killing business and take to this Krishna consciousness movement to make life perfect. A confused, frustrated man cannot get relief simply by committing suicide, because suicide will simply lead one to take birth in a lower species of life or to remain as a ghost, unable to attain a gross material body with which to enjoy. Therefore, the perfect course is to retire altogether from sinful activities and take up Krishna consciousness. In this way, one can become completely perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. A materialistic person works throughout the whole week very, very hard. He or she is always asking, "Where is money? Where is money?" Then, at the end of the week, one wants to retire from these activities and go to some secluded place to rest. King Puranjana returned to his home because he was very much fatigued from hunting animals in the forest. In this way, his conscience came to stop him from committing further sinful activities and made him return home. In Bhagavad Gita, materialistic persons are described as Dushkritana, which indicates those who are always engaged in sinful activities. When a person comes to his or her senses and understands how one is engaging in sinful activities, he or she returns to one's conscience, which is herein figuratively described as the palace. Generally, a materialistic person is infected by the material modes of passion and ignorance. The result of passion and ignorance are lust and greed. In the life of a materialist, activity means working in lust and greed. However, when one comes to one's senses, he or she wants to retire. So according to Vedic civilization, such retirement is positively recommended, and this portion of life is called vanaprastha. Retirement is absolutely necessary for a materialist who wants to become free from the activities of a sinful life. Puranjana's coming home, taking bath, and having an appropriate dinner indicate that a materialistic person must retire from sinful activities and become purified by accepting a spiritual master and hearing from him about the values of life. If one would do this, one would feel completely refreshed, just as one feels after taking a nice bath. So after receiving initiation from the bona fide spiritual master, one must abandon all kinds of sinful activities, namely illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat-eating. The word uchitahara used herein is important. Uchita means appropriate. One must eat appropriately and not take food as hogs take after stool. For the human being, there are eatables described in chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita as sattvika ahar, food in the mode of goodness. One should not indulge in eating food in the modes of passion and ignorance. That is called uchitahara, or appropriate eating. One who is always eating meat or drinking liquor, which is eating and drinking in passion and ignorance, must give these things up so that one's real consciousness may be awakened. In this way, one may become peaceful and refreshed. If one is restless or fatigued, then one cannot understand the science of God. As stated by Sutta Goswami in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam muktasangasya jayate. Unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, one cannot be pacified, and without being pacified, one cannot understand the science of God. King Paranjana's returning home is indicative of man's returning to his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activities, especially killing animals or hunting in the forest. When a man comes into good consciousness and accepts a saintly person as spiritual master, he hears many Vedic instructions in the form of philosophy, stories, narrations about great devotees, and transactions between God and his devotees. In this way, a man becomes refreshed in mind, exactly like a person who smears scented sandalwood pulp all over one's body and decorates oneself with ornaments. These decorations may be compared to knowledge of religion and the self. And through such knowledge, one becomes detached from the materialistic way of life, engaging oneself in always hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other Vedic literatures. The word sadhu alankrita used herein indicates that one must become absorbed in knowledge gathered from the instructions of saintly persons. Just as King Puranjana began to search out his better half, the queen, one who is decorated with knowledge and instructions from saintly persons should try to search out one's original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. One cannot return to Krishna consciousness unless favored by the instructions of a saintly person. Therefore, Srila Narottama Das Thakur sings, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. If we want to become saintly persons, or if we want to return to our original Krishna consciousness, we must associate with a sadhu, a saintly person, shastra, authoritative Vedic literature, and guru, the bona fide spiritual master. This is the process. This chapter is very significant for those desiring to elevate themselves to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. When a person is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, he or she changes one's habits and does not eat undesirable eatables or engage in the eating of meat, the drinking of liquor, illicit sex, or gambling. Sattvika ahara, foodstuffs in the mode of goodness, are described in the shastras as wheat, rice, vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar, and milk products. Simple food like rice, dal, chapatis, vegetables, milk, and sugar constitute a balanced diet. But sometimes it is found that an initiated person, in the name of prasad, eats very luxurious foodstuffs, and due to one's past sinful life, one becomes attracted by Cupid and eats good food voraciously. It is clearly visible that when a neophyte in Krishna consciousness eats too much, one falls down. Instead of being elevated to pure Krishna consciousness, one becomes attracted by Cupid. The so-called brahmachari becomes agitated by women, and the vanaprastha may again become captivated into having sex with his wife, or he may begin to search out another wife. Due to some sentiment, one may give up his own wife and come into the association of devotees and the bona fide spiritual master. But due to one's past sinful life, one cannot stay. Instead of being elevated to Krishna consciousness, one falls down, being attracted by Cupid, and takes to another wife for sex enjoyment. The fall of the neophyte devotee from the path of Krishna consciousness down to material life is described by Narada Muni in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in his instructions to Vyasa Deva. Tyakva svadharmam charanam bhujang harer bhajanna pakvota pate tato yadi yatrakva vabhadram abhud amushya king ko vartha apto bhajatam svadharmatah. This indicates that although the neophyte devotee may fall down from the path of Krishna consciousness due to one's immaturity, his or her service to Krishna never goes in vain. However, that person who remains steadfast in one's family duty or so-called social or family obligation, but who does not take to Krishna consciousness, receives no profit. Thus, one who comes to Krishna consciousness must be very cautious and refrain from prohibited activities, as defined by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha jana sangascha laulyamcha shadvir bhaktir vinashyati. The neophyte devotee should neither eat too much nor collect more money than necessary. Eating too much or collecting too much is called atyahara. And for such atyahara, one must endeavor very much, This is called prayasa. Superficially, one may show oneself to be very much faithful to the rules and regulations, but at the same time, not be fixed in the regulative principles. This is called niyamagraha. And by mixing with undesirable persons or janasangha, one becomes tainted with lust and greed and falls down from the path of devotional service. Recorded November 18, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Sri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Syam. Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram. Sri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Syam. Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram. Jaya Jaya Oj Vala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar. Parakiya Bhave Jaha Brajete Prachar. Jaya Jaya Ujwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar. Parakiya Bhave Jaha Brajete Prachar. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinatha, Madana Mohan.
All glories to Radha and Krishna. All glories to the divine forest of Vrindavana. All glories to the three presiding deities of Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, and Madana Mohan. All glories to Syamakunda, Radhakunda, Govardhan Hill, and the Yamuna River, known as Kalindi. All glories to the great forest known as Mahavan, where Krishna and Balaram displayed all their childhood pastimes. All glories to that place where the rasa dance of Sri Krishna was performed. All glories to Radha and Shyam. All glories to the divine rasa dance, which is the most beautiful of all of Lord Krishna's pastimes. All glories to the mellow of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all rasas and is propagated in Braja by Sri Krishna in the form of his divine Parakiya Bhav, Paramore Love.